Hi, this is a dictation for Abraham Pauling. A-B-R-A-H-A-M-P-A-U-L-I-N-G. Date of birth is 7/6/1950. Date of accident is 2/22/2025. Date of service is 6/24/2025. The patient arrives, Abraham Pauling, as a new patient. He's self-referred. And he reports that he's having pain in the lower back, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. This pain do affect the middle part of the back as well. Some shooting pain is reported, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 on the right lateral part of the hip and the thigh area. It stops in the middle of the thigh, do not go anywhere else, but it feels like a pain. Other than that, the patient reports of no headaches and few symptoms of TBI. The patient alleges that his symptoms are as a result of an automobile accident that happened on 2/22/2025 at around 5 p.m. when he was traveling as a restaurant driver in a Ford Escape near Lodge Freeway. Actually, he was walking. He was traveling as a restaurant driver in a Ford Escape, and it was on Lodge Freeway. There was a lot of snow on that day, on February 22nd, 2025, and he lost the control of his car, and it slided across. First, it hit the right wall on the right side, and then it hit the left side of the median wall. And because of these impact, he was injured. There was no other car involvement. And he was wearing seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy. There was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes. And there was no hit and run accident. No other car was involved. Police came. Ambulance came to the scene. Fire truck came to the scene. The patient reported that there was a damage to the car was completely total. Tire rod was broken. Engine was damaged. Transmission was damaged. Whole front was damaged. There was no damage to the glass of any of the windows or windshields, and no damage was inside the car. The headrest, seatbelt, steering wheel, dashboard, they were all okay. Regarding the injuries, patient report that he hit his head to the glass window first and also to the seatbelt, leading to neck whiplash and head injury and headaches. There was no fracture, dislocation, or any bleeding at the time of accident. His back did hit something, but he doesn't know. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient reports there are no headaches. And symptoms of TBI that patient is reporting are dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and a blurred vision. Patient denies any symptoms of vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and there is no incontinence of the urine or nausea or vomiting. No spots in the vision, no loss of vision field, no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. The patient was involved in he has no saddle anesthesia, no sleep disturbance. He denies any anxiety, depression, or panic. Denies any weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, or tingling. No lethargy. Slight difficulty in walking. He can walk up to half a block. Sitting and standing is okay. Sleep is 4 to 5 hours. The patient was seen at Providence Hospital on the day of accident. He was inpatient for 4 days. He do not know what transpired. No surgery was done. According to him, MRI was done, but I believe a CT scan was done. The patient further reports of the pain, which is located in the lower back to the tune of 8, shooting down to the right lateral part of the hip and the leg up to the knee. And please review the record for description of the pain, intensity of the pain, which is 4 to 8, ADLs. Please review the record for modified factor for the pain. He reports of x-rays, CT scan, and MRI being done at the hospital. He denies any muscle weakness or any numbness, tingling, or any other issues. Please review the record for the system review and for surgical history, allergies. family history, relationship status, employment status, legal, he has no attorney, and personal history, please. ADL is also from the record, so is the diagnosis page. He had a physical therapy 8 times in Henry Ford Hospital. No chiropractic visits are done. And according to him, the CT scan or MRI that was supposedly done at Providence Hospital showed a fracture of the spine, and the pain is extreme in the lower back. He has seen pain clinic at the Henry Ford Hospital. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is found to be 158 over 90, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. Temperature 97.8, height is 5'8", weight is 210 pounds. The patient is a 75-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clavicle, lenicia. Well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with no limping or any adaptive device, independent. And dress and hygiene is normal. Good attitude, demeanor is present. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or anxiety, or panic, or any lethargy. Rest of the exam come from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination that are found to be normal. Gait is normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpations from template. Spine tenderness is present from L1 to L5 and S1 and bilateral SI joint, and especially the left joint is more tender than the right. And paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present, no trigger points, no hypertonicity. In the range of motion, the cervical spine is completely normal at a forward flexion 50, extension 60. Bilateral rotation is 45, bilateral side flexion is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, bilateral extension is 15. Rotation is 15 and bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Perling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, and distraction test is negative, Sotahal test is negative, in thoracic spine, Roos test, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kornick test is negative, and straight leg raising test was found positive at 35 degrees. TLR is positive, especially on the left side. Kemp test, Begger test, and Babinski sign negative. In the SI joint, the standing flexion test, iliac compression, distraction test are negative. The Faber test and constant test are found positive on the left side. The extremities examination is completely normal. Both shoulders, both elbows, both hands, both hips, both knees and feet are normal. Please use the template for typing. Diagnosis is from the records. Then plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient was requested to continue the physical therapy. at the lower back, 3 times a week with traction massage, acupuncture, role of laser treatment was discussed. And patient is allowed on a light duty like 7 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds to continue. Medications are provided, which are as follows. Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, 1 or 2 PRN, Elavil 50 milligram at night for stomach protection, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety and panic, bad dreams and sleep, Nerontin 600 milligram twice a day for relief of the headaches and radiculopathy, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. The maps and labs have been reviewed and ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. referred to psychiatry, yes, for anxiety and panic. Fitness club is yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. We have requested a release of records from the Providence Hospital and for medical records from other providers. The patient has seen Providence Hospital and Henry Ford Hospital for physical therapy and some pain clinic. He has been gone, but he doesn't remember. Interventional pain procedures are not discussed at this time after the MRIs are available or a CT scan report. Further discussion will happen and modification of the treatment plan. Surgical options none, neuropsych none, attended care and caseworker none. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. We are going to order a MRI of the lumbar spine because we truly believe MRI was not done at the Providence Hospital. DMEs, patient already has the back brace, neck brace, tense units. Education is yes, follow-up within 15 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.